Howdy Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Greg Dowd of NCBA after this.
Wow, it's a stampede. Seems these cattle can't wait to get to NutriBeef cattle feeds. NutriBeef is formulated to meet the different performance requirements of cows, calves, bulls, steers, or heifers. NutriBeef feeds by Nutrina offer exactly what your cattle need. Create heavyweights in your herd with NutriBeef cattle feeds, available at your Nutrina Ag retailers. Now including Tractor Supply. Run on in and get yours today. Whoa! Stampede! Watch out!
The 2010 convention of the National FFA Organization is right around the corner, and we'll have extensive coverage of Oklahoma FFA members there on the Radio Oklahoma Network, as well as our daily email, Twitter, and our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Our coverage this year presented by the Oklahoma FFA Association and the Oklahoma FFA Alumni Association. The convention starts October 20th in Indianapolis. Remember to check our interviews, photos, videos, and more at OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the graphic for the Blue Green Gazette to stay in the know. There are some key areas of disagreement between those who support the so-called GPSA rule on marketing of livestock and those that oppose its implementation. Those that oppose it say there's going to be a fear of litigation among packers and processors, and that's going to eliminate or greatly limit value-added opportunities in the days to come for cattle producers. The supporters of the GPSA rule say that's silly. They say there will be no fear of litigation. But Greg Dowd, chief economist of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says this idea that producers will be able to sue a packer or processor because they don't think they're being treated fairly in this area of price, that is a very real risk that cattle producers need to understand that packers and processors will weigh.
Well, I heard a proponent of this rule say the other day to a staffer of a member of Congress, anybody that forward contracts their cattle is a lazy marketer. I think we need to elevate our discussion a little bit beyond some sort of ridiculous comment like this. The proponents of this rule need to understand what's in this rule. I don't think a lot of them have even read it. I don't think they understand it. I will tell you, it takes very expensive lawyers multiple times of reading this. These guys are very, very good at what they do, some of the best lawyers in this profession, that have a hard time understanding what this rule does and says because it's so ridiculously vague. Ramifications of this rule, the way it is written, years and years of eight different case laws at the federal court level of what we're doing here. I think it's time to everybody just stop, take a breath. Let's analyze this thing. Let's put some numbers around it and help people understand what we really have here.
And Greg Dowd agrees with this concept that it's not just the small producers against the packer. It's really one set of producers against another set of producers.
That's exactly right. What this does is, you know, some of these people, they want to get at the packer. You know, well, that's the oldest game in town around here in this industry. But that's not what this rule does. What this rule does is it pits producers that are producing a high-quality product, they're spending more on bulls, they're spending more on genetics, against those that don't want to do that and think they're entitled to the same price. That's not ever the case in the livestock industry. It's not ever the case in the cattle industry. And the thing that the proponents of the way they've written this rule don't seem to understand is that there can be anywhere from $200 to $400 per head difference in a pen of 100 cattle in a feedlot, let alone across the industry. That's not the way. This thing is predicated on fairness based upon a standard price. There is no such thing as a standard price in the cattle business because there's no such thing as a standard carcass in terms of what we trade even in an auction barn on a given day.
Greg Dowd of the NCBA, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up Sunday, October 17th at the Star Lake Cattle Ranch, Skiatook, Oklahoma. Don't miss two big sales. Starting at 11:30 a.m., it's the Fall Celebration Female Sale, selling 80 Hereford heifers, cows, calves, and donors. Then at 1:30 p.m., it's the Ranch Ready Bull Sale, selling 75 Hereford bulls. Two big sales on October 17th at the Star Lake Cattle Ranch, Skiatook, Oklahoma. Go to starlakehereford.com for more information. Star Lake Cattle Ranch, demand the brand.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.